Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Hello, that little doorbell. Ding dong.
You.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm lovely. You look good.
Girl, I had to clean myself up. I knew you was coming over.
I'm going to try to put this phone on vibrate because it's been ham this morning.
Yeah. That's a good thing. It's been busy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, that's good. For sure. So now we're going to talk about it. I know, get our look on and do all of that. So, I'm recording already. Brains, I got Lisa J. Crawford right here. Okay. It ain't live. It's recorded.
Okay.
But I just like to get people just, you know, in that space. So, let's just gather a little space together to make sure that our message is clear.
Okay.
That it's purposeful, that it is strong, and it is delivered to those who need to hear, those that need to feel, and those right. that need to hold.
Okay. Right.
All right, take a few deep breaths. Well, that made me feel like I'm in Starbucks with you.
No, right? And that's my spot. And Panera Bread.
Exactly, exactly. So I've been waiting to talk to you. We talked when you were on the road on the speakers tour. You going to tell me about that?
Yes.
You're going to tell me about how you are, you know, just jumping into this speaking thing, what that looks like and feels like. I can tell you what it was when I did it. You know, I did it for a long time. But the paradigm, and it's changed. The room has changed. The messaging has changed.
Yes.
Merchandising. So we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So welcome her to the Edge Brains. Let me show you. Wait a minute. Where's my postcard? We can't never do it. A show without the postcard, right? Did you get your postcard, Lisa?
I did. Thank you.
Look at that, Brains. Bang, right in your face. All right, now, back to you, Cupcake. Tell them all about you, Miss Lisa.
Well, I'm Lisa J. Crawford. I am an international speaker. I'm an international author. I love, love, love people. And I want them, my whole purpose in life is to make sure people know that they're valued and that whatever field they're in, they are so worthy to be in the space that they occupy.
Wow. But you know what, Lisa? Some folks is taking up two spaces.
Yep.
They too big for their britches.
I know.
They are. And you know, sometimes you got to dial back on that. Because you get full of yourself. You know you get full. Girl, I be feeling me sometime. I sure do. I ain't gonna lie. But when you're in that moment, you got that charge of electricity and you're on that stage and you're talking to people and they're feeling your vibe. Girl, it is orgasmic. I'm sorry, Brain. Just
It is, though. When I saw some photos of me on stage at the Leadership Experience Tour and I knew it was one point I was talking. I was like, God, this is my space. This is my divine purpose right here. Because they were laughing and I was connecting. And I've always loved stage ever since I was little. Mm. They used to call me Loquacious Lisa. How you like me now? I'm talking now for real.
But you know what? People wouldn't be captivated by you unless you were saying something that was powerful and meaningful that they connected to. Because anybody can get up on a stage and just be jaw-jacking,
that part.
You know? Yeah. And so to engage an audience and to, I'm an orator, I'm a trained professional speaker. Mm-hmm. And I spoke for, still speaking, running my damn mouth right now. But on the stage, and it was captivating because again, you would be able to command a presence, you know, your highs and your lows, and you give people time to laugh and, you know, just kind of settle in, be quiet, observe. you know, it's a flow. It's like a dance. You know who can dance, girl? That Lisa Nichols. Have you ever seen my girl, Lisa?
Girl, what? Yes, ma'am.
Girl, she is smooth like butter. She worked that room like no other.
And Cheryl Wood is right up there, too. Have you ever seen? Ooh, that's my coach. That girl is
really?
A bad
girl.
I've
only seen her on video. I got to be in the room.
You got to be in the room, baby. Be in the room. She is the truth. When I tell you this woman does everything in excellence, I'm thankful for her. I am so thankful for her. And SpeakerCon has come. I'm just thankful for this lady because she's so transparent with her stuff. And she don't mind sharing with you. She's having a bad day. She's having a good day. She don't mind popping on there. You know, I love that.
It does. But you know what? Transparency can have its pitfalls, too.
It can.
Because my mama used to say, don't get nobody no ammunition to fight you with. Like these celebrities that's out here, you know, telling all their business. You got a bullseye on your back. It's hard to be in this world of social media. You got your kids, all of that, and want to be visible, but you have to draw an audience. You have to be out there. Right. You have to be among the people because now you have a whole new audience, especially when you're international. How do you work that space?
Understanding the audience. That's the thing. I know social media is so vast and so big, but you got to understand the audience and what is the message? So when I talk about my book, Silent Screens, I'm very transparent. I'm very open about that because so many people have been through sexual assault. So many people have been betrayed. And so I'm not speaking on anything that I'm not willing to talk about. So that's the thing. If somebody came for me for that with an issue, that's their problem. It's my story.
Well, you heard that, brains. Mind your business.
Mind your business. Judge yourself.
I know. Tell us about that great book, that great piece of literary work, and what was the thought behind it?
So Silent Screams, this is, I'm going to show you this part. This is the actual journal for it. I have a book and a journal.
Okay, wait, because it's a little grainy. So put it up and just kind of, Wait, hold on. Oh, okay. There you go. All right. I want people to see that when they go to Amazon to get it. All right.
So this
tell
is
me
the
about
journal.
Silent Screams.
This is the journal for it. And then I have, of course, the book to go with it. And this is my, let me turn it right. That's my daughter up there on there.
Oh, really?
And,
oh,
wow. Yes. I use her as often as I can. This book is based off of some things that happened to me in my childhood. And so what I did was I turned facts into short stories and made them, you know, elaborated on them a little bit more. And, just so that like something happened to me at my grandmother's house and my aunt called, she said, hey, did this happen at my mom's house? Is this person in here you? So I told some hard truths in that book all the way through. Church hurt, molestation, rape, all the things, betrayal, and it's my heart book. It is.
Well, that sounds like a script to a Tyler Perry movie.
It is.
I'm just putting it out there.
And I put it in short stories because one of them I had in mind for a church play. I made sure it only had two locations so that it could be a play. And because I love acting. Uh-oh. And so that's my goal right there is to get that particular story on the stage.
All right. So you got the stage. You're commanding people's attention now. And you got a story. Okay. Now all you need is a venue and some actors.
That's it.
All right. So just put it out there, girl. Everybody is listening. You know, you never know.
You never know. I've actually reached out to a couple people. So I'm like, okay. And they're very interested. So that's good.
All you have to do is believe. Like Dorothy, she just clicked her heels 3 times.
That's right.
So let's talk about home. You know, the cost of transitioning from being corporate to being entrepreneur to being speaker. The room is very different now. When I was out there, you got per diem, You got your travel, you got your hotel, you got to work the room, you got to sell some stuff from the back. And it was 1-800 ballroom. Folks were filling up the room. You know, it's different now. It's different. So when you have these people in the room, how are you maximizing that? I mean, not just with your message, but how are you maximizing that with merchandise and making the call to action? Because it's a business, brains. Okay, don't be looking at me all strange. We ain't doing it because we cute. That'd be an extra charge. But seriously, how are you maximizing? Because this is a business.
It's a business. And, you know, for me, I still, to be quite honest, I still work an actual job, but I'm a contractor. So I still get to travel and stuff for work. But in the meantime, I do a lot of virtual things. And so since I'm on the road and not able to always be in a physical space, I do a lot of virtual things. So you got to really have your systems in line. And that is what I have to constantly work on, making sure that the emails are going out, making sure that I have a lead magnet and all these different things. And I really didn't learn. I learned it through Cheryl, but I'm just not activating all of that. And so,
well, you know, but see, honey, this is just a suggestion. You got to delegate. You see that pretty daughter you got on the cover? Girl, I'll be working mine like a Hebrew slave. you know, really, because this is, you're building a generational foundation. This is just, you're teaching this woman a legacy. This is, you're stopping that epigenetics, that generational hurt of pain. You wrote about it. You're going to do a play about it. You're speaking about it, but you're not going to continue to live it. You're going to reframe it with your daughter. If you know what I'm saying, work together in a collaboration. That's just, you know, my thought.
Now,
but I'll be working mine.
Her purpose for me is she makes sure she's like an accountability person. If I give her a list of things that I have to do, she is like on the phone. She's like, look, what's the date on this thing? Right. When do you have to be? Why are you on the phone? I see you on social media. Aren't you supposed to be writing right now? So she's on me that way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting a VA. I have an appointment at 3:30 with a VA.
What you going to ask her, girl? What you be asking in the interview? I'm going to ask you some questions. I'll be telling you some stuff I'll be interviewing people. Or when they want to rent my property, if they want to rent my property, I'm going to tell you some questions I'll be asking her. What you going to ask her?
See, I'm just working on that right now because I know what I need. I know what I need as far as like my Facebook, business Facebook page. I'm getting some of the craziest requests. And so I need to go. I can't see. I don't know what's happened, but I can't see what I wrote up there. I don't know what all this about, but anyway, I'm going to delegate that to this person to help me make sure my message is proper, because people message me all the time and some are asking for money. Some are asking for prayer. Now I'm like, what did I put up there? But I can't see it. I don't know what that's about.
We'll talk offline. I'll tell you something about that. But
so, tell me.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's worth it. You know, you can be on that stage, that's great, but behind the scenes is big important. That's your gift on that stage.
You have multiple revenue streams because, you know, brains, you got to reach out to the world. It's 7 billion. I looked it up today. It's 7.2 billion people on the planet, and 2.4 of them is on Cotton Bean Facebook.
Wow.
So that's a huge chunk, you know, but you got people sitting there like lunch meat. You ain't talked to me. You ain't liked. You ain't shared. I know the algorithm is funky, but it does pick up people. But you got to go in and engage with them, too.
You do.
It's social media. It's interacting. And you need to be careful about what you put out there, you know.
That's the truth.
Because it's a point and a click no matter what you do. I have people sometimes say they stalk me. I was like, you know, well, you're the ones I need to block. I don't even like that word, stalk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look me up, you know, look for referrals or whatever. But when you come with that old crazy vernacular, I don't even want to be bothered with you.
Yeah, you done turn me off completely with that word.
Okay, you done turned way up. So let me ask you some fun questions about just about you. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what would you be?
good gracious of life. Who thunk to that? I said thunks. I'd be an air fryer.
An air fryer? Why? Yep.
Because if you have the proper air fryer, you can be slow and rotisserie your chicken. You got this other one that sautés it out, the little pan. Then if you need something quick, fast, in a hurry, you can put it in a deep fryer. Wow. So you're touching so many lives that way.
Good Lord have mercy. I think I want to be the Cuisinart. The mix. I want to mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, girl. I want to just keep it mixed up. I think so. That's good.
That's a crazy question.
What is three things that you absolutely cannot live without?
My family.
Okay.
The sun, being outside. Mm-hmm. I'm an outdoors person, and the water.
Oh, you like to swim? And
no, I don't like to swim, but I can sit and gaze at the ocean from sun up to sundown and you be lost in the dark.
Do you swim?
Girl, not yet, because I wear weed. So as soon as I get this hat out, I'm going to...
What? Okay. You know, you ain't gonna get that, what is that, 100% hair. You ain't getting that wet. I get you.
No.
I can't tread water. I can do anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get that straight.
Come on now.
But to engage it. And that's what I want to do. But now the water, you know, we got the itchy beebies and the coochie wallies. Everybody been in there swimming since COVID. I don't like public pools and I don't like public jacuzzis.
Mm-mm. But ooh,
you know, a lot of Black people don't swim in relationship to others. But girl, mm-hmm. when you go to Jamaica or them,
you want
to
get in that water.
And you, girl, you see them big Black bronze brothers running out into the water, surfing, girl, it's like a gazelle. It's just so erotic. Because you don't see that here, you know?
No.
You don't see the Black men out there running in the water.
I love that.
I know. It's something else. So what's your favorite food, Lisa?
I am so not a foodie, but I like crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
I like crab legs. That is my whole life. I like crab legs. My mom has hated crab legs my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, so that's my thing.
I gotta have crab legs, not ab legs. You know, you
go
to these little buffets, you get this. I go to the Costco; it'd be like $75 for three of them, but they are sweet and succulent. That's all you need.
That's all you need. My best friend got me something like that. She's like, "Girl, this is it. We don't have to crack a whole bunch." Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Do you just steam them, or what do you do?
Yes, my daughter actually does the best seafood broil ever.
Really?
And so when she takes me out to get crab legs, it's like
disappointment. I know,
because her stuff, this chick can cook. She ain't get it from me, but she can cook.
Really? She should do a cookbook, maybe.
Yeah, she don't measure nothing either, but it's all good though.
You can tell, you know, a pinch and all that. We know what all that is.
We know
what
that means.
Cook, you know what that means. So you cooking up virtual trouble. What are you doing right now in your space? What you're offering? What are you saying to women right now?
So right now I am working actually on another book, really. And it's on sex trafficking. So the book is written and I just need to get the cover done, but I'm going to do a series with that. And so it is hardcore, but that's a part of my heart too, is to, when I am blessed, when that blessing come financially, that is one of the things that I am going to really, really be involved with financially, the healing part of it. After they've been recovered and they've been released, that them getting back into civilization. One girl I talked to, she didn't even know that it was something simple. She didn't know about some of the social media. She didn't know anything past, what's that old thing we used to have? It's an old social media site. I said, baby, that's been gone a long time.
MySpace.
She didn't know anything about Facebook. She didn't know none of that stuff.
No, and, well, you know what? This is another thing, Brains. Are you guys all aware of the distress symbol?
That's it.
You know, are you aware that if you see a woman do this to you, it's I'm going down.
with something going down.
And but you know what? I don't know the one for children. I got to get the one for children.
Behind the back. If they do that behind the back like that, they, and they count it down, that's children.
Okay. Pay attention to that, brains.
Or they'll hit something in your hand. You have something in your hand, they knock it out your hand, then they do that four countdown, they in trouble.
Yeah, okay. So what you need to do is be paying attention to what's going on and these signs and these signals, because people's talking to you.
So
this human trafficking. I was going to say one more thing about human trafficking. Human trafficking is not just the transportation across border lines or state lines. These young gang members are putting these young girls on what they call the blade. And it is easier for them to get 30 tricks than it is for them to turn over a couple ounces of cocaine. Less risk. Okay? They're not only doing it for sex. They're doing it for labor.
Labor.
They're doing it for body parts. Don't get it twisted. You know, and drug dealing. They're teaching them to steal. You know, with all these crashing. What was it? What they was doing? Crashing into all these malls.
Right.
All that. Okay. So, you know, and these children are distressed. Their parents don't know where they are. They could be run away. They could be abused. We don't know what the situation is. But pay attention to that, because trafficking is more than what you think it is.
Very real.
And it is second largest revenue generator. I think it brings in more than guns.
It does. It does.
Okay.
It's very sad. Now that is my heart work. And one other thing that I'm really, really working on for the fall is right now is to get into colleges. Now that's twofold. I am a hospitality expert. And so part of me wants to get into those departments and speak to those kids before they're corrupt and get into their ego and help them understand the truth about hospitality and help them in. I've worked in every area. And so I want to do that. I'm going to do that. Right. And then the colleges that have women's centers to go talk to them, because I have myself have been assaulted three times, raped three times. Right. And that was a whole mess. But I need to be able to talk to these girls to make sure that they are aware. Because sometimes you be in a situation, you think, oh, I'm cool.
Girl, let me tell you how cool I wasn't, okay? And I thought I knew everything. And I'm, you know, a old school. Long story short, I'm nice to everybody that I work with. You know, I don't care if it's the janitor. I don't care if it's the CEO. So these brothers was getting my packages out. I said, I'm going to take you guys to lunch. They said, okay, we go down to their car. They said they'll drive because I had my red bottoms on. Girl, I wasn't going to tear my shoes now. We're going to go get some tacos. I get in this car. He got these little bags and zigzags, and the seats is all stained up. Got a Royal Crown bag. Got to see a condom. I'm like, wow, he's doing the most up in here, but I ain't trying to judge. I get in his car. We driving down the out the driveway, and I said, you look like you're doing the most in here. He said, yeah, I'm doing more than that. He said, and if the police pull us over, I'm going to tell them that the gun and the drugs in the back is yours. I thought we was going to get tacos. I'm in there, wait, girl, but these were some straight-up criminals. They was running dope and money out of the company's warehouse. I'm sitting up in the car with them. So you can get caught up in some stuff and you don't even realize it. I'm going to come home and tell Mr. Magnificent, he got to get me out of jail because I'm with them. Baby, I walk back from the taco shop, okay?
That part, in that order.
So, you know, you got to be on top of your game, as so many women roll for these jokers.
Right? It's sad.
He don't love you.
He don't, because he loving
him. Damn about you.
Yep.
He got somebody else coming right in as soon as you leave.
That, yo, girl, it's sad. It's sad, but it's very true. So that's my goal, is to be able to help bring awareness, because when I was at one of the colleges up in East Tennessee State, the path that I walked, now I found this out after I left, I walked at night, every night to the library because I was studious like that. And when I left there, I found out 8 girls got raped on that same path that I treaded my feet on a daily basis. God shielded me. And I said, you know, I got to do something about this.
Okay. But let me ask you this too, on these college campuses. And, you know, young millennial brains, I'm going to give it to you 100. We had the March Madness here.
Mm-hmm.
And they was walking down the main street, okay, with a string bikini on. I love the human body, and a woman, just because she's out there, right, you're not supposed to touch it. But you know what? That's like being starved and there go a ham sandwich. You have to protect yourself. We were in Jamaica, and I was looking at these young girls, and you know, they have the luge where they put the rum down and they got mm-hmm. all the fruit and all this kind of stuff. They was laid out on the beach, just laid out there. And then they wonder why they get their head snatched off. It's not because you're being violated. It's because you're not protecting yourself.
You have to have self. That falls up under self-love and self-care. You got to be mindful of what's going on. If you're looking around the world and you know people getting snatched, you know girls are getting raped and all these different things, children are getting taken and molested and raped, you got to be mindful about yourself and not put yourself in those situations of being that wasted, you know?
Or being, you know, just vulnerable.
Yeah, you can't put this...
It's in any situation, but your safety... That comes first. And that's
that comes first.
Paramount. That's to you. You know, nobody should violate you. And you, no. And if somebody come up on you, you scratch their eyes out. I mean, you go asshole crazy on them.
That's okay, right.
You scream, holler, you report them to the police. You find out where their mama live.
All of that.
You don't give all up. But again, don't just put yourself out there, you know, laying there like lunch meat. Because somebody will make a sandwich.
They will make a sandwich. They will do. Lord have mercy. They will.
So anyway, tell me, what's your favorite music? What's the last really good music you listen to?
I listened to some Miles Davis the other day. Really? It's called Green Dolphin. It was amazing. So I used that on one of my social media, that clip. And I was like, oh my goodness, I got to start listening to him more. Mm-hmm. And I was in Miami at the time. And my coworkers, they took me to this place called Wyndham Walls. And it's just all artwork. It is... I could not have went anywhere else in Miami that made me that happy. The sun was shining, the wind was blowing, and at that moment, they were sitting on a rock. I was looking at a tree. I love trees. I was looking at a tree. The sun was shining in on me, and I was standing up under the speaker box, and that very song came on. I was in straight heaven.
I know. That's great. That is so picturesque. It is.
All the things that we people spend money for happiness, if we go outside and take a walk at sunset or just watch and look and listen.
That's what I've been doing a lot more. I've always enjoyed my home, but I make it a point now to go out every day and have my coffee out there.
Yes.
Or, you know, look at the birds and the butterflies and just feel grounded with the earth. That's so great. Thank you so much for being so earthy and, you know, it was such a good vibe. It was such a good, great conversation. Brains, we need you to do the work. If you want to speak, if you want to be coached, if you want a real good book, you know, if you want to be a help, if you want to be an advocate for young women that are being, or young men that are being trafficked, because young men too, they don't talk
about catching it.
Oh, yeah, they do. I'm going to put the information at the back of the interview here so that we can share, like, love on the edge, like, love, and share, brains.
Love and okay? share.
All the time. Thank you so much, Lisa Crawford. You are the queen of everything.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
Bye, brains.
Bye, brains.